Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So what else? What else is going on?
You want to talk about other stuff?
No, I'll talk about whatever the audience wants to talk about. I'm just
so I did try something the other day that is something I think we have brought up in the past on Are You Gonna Eat That?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's something I believe that you said you would be interested in as well.
Okay.
It's the strawberry Eggo waffle, but it's the protein waffle.
Oh, yeah? And
it's fine.
You like it?
It's all right. I mean, it's a frozen waffle.
It's not exactly a.
Well, I mean, for you, you'd probably love it just because it's got protein and you think it's
probably.
So you don't really care as much about the flavor as long as you get the nutritional value. I mean, is it as good as a regular Eggo? No.
Okay.
Is it passable? Absolutely.
We had an Are You Gonna Eat That schedule for today, and it's all gotten put on the back burner due to the Sharon Moore firing. So we might do it tomorrow, but. I will tell you that there are some things in that. Are you going to eat that? I can't wait to get your impression of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, if you missed the beginning of the show, I was like, okay, enough with the nonsense. They have to get their house in order. There's an interim president at the University of Michigan. There's an embattled AD. There's now an opening at the head football coach. And I don't know who's to blame. I don't know the first thing. I honestly don't know how to coach a football team, nor would I try. Don't claim to. I don't know how to run an athletic department. I don't know how to run a university. But I feel like this is what a lack of strong leadership would look like. Now, what that's traceable back to, that's up for the people on the inside to figure out. Because I'm not part of an investigative team. And I think too many people talk about stuff they don't know about. But this is what it feels like it would look like to me. And I think there's a long look in the mirror about, okay, where does this start? And it probably starts at the top. And okay, what are we going to do with the university president who then needs to have strong say over the athletic director? And whether or not there's accountability in that office, and then right down to the football coach. Now, there may, like the athletic director in this particular case, you know, there was stuff out there on the internet about a possibility that Sharon Moore was having an inappropriate relationship. And an investigation was conducted. They investigate everything that comes in on their tip line, right? They investigate everything. So when they do that, you know, they come back and they say, no, there's nothing here at this time. But that could change. This is what I was told. And it did yesterday. There was veracity to it. The people involved, I know virtually everybody involved. I'm not friends with them. I'm friendly with them. No sign of it outwardly. But, you know, I do know with a wife and three small children, it's tragic for them. And it's terrible. And then Sharon handled it, unfortunately, in a terrible way that will have consequences. And they had him spending overnight in jail. If this is, you know, what it was on the surface, an inappropriate relationship, I think there's a chance after some time Sherrone Moore would be back in coaching. I don't know now. Like, after the way he handled this, there's all kinds of rumors. So let me clear about that. And we're one thing that that we've been bound to, okay, is talking about fact and what we know and not fiction. But here's something that Michigan needs to figure out. Why in their house stuff happens that they have to, that bring shame to the brand. And it's a huge brand in college athletics. So big that this morning they were talking about some of the biggest names in the sport being the next coach at Michigan. And the reasons that were cited in, on national networks is because it's Michigan. And it's not all people that are tied into Michigan, although certainly those were involved. But independent sources as well think that Michigan's going to get some people to pick up the phone for the head coaching job. My point is, before they even get there, they need to quit pushing the tolerances of their own brand to try and to make sure that they're not doing irreparable damage. Like, you can't keep having scandals of one kind or another. And why does it keep happening? And that requires some self-reflection, some investigation, people at the university to figure it out, because, you know, eventually, and it may have already happened. I don't know that. We don't know that people won't pick up the phone because they're like, I'm not going up there.
Well, there's been way too much elasticity with what's been going on there, to the point where maybe this is the final one that actually breaks the band and you have to start all over. And starting all over isn't always a bad thing. It could be a good thing. I think that I would imagine Michigan's going to be able to hire a coach of real substance that would appease the fan base, that people would say, oh, that's an upgrade over Sherrone Moore. But what's the cost it's coming with? And we still, there haven't been any charges filed yet to this point. And according to the latest reporting, they still haven't decided whether they're going to charge him with anything based on the incident that happened yesterday. But even if that goes away, the act did not, and the taint involved in this has not gone away. And there is a stain on Michigan football, and it's a stain that's been getting larger and larger and larger year by year. And it needs to stop. They need to find somebody to come in and clean it up. In my opinion, you got to fire Ward Manuel. It's just too many things under his watch, whether he's culpable in this or not, that they didn't vet enough. I don't care at this point, because it's just another incident under his watch. Whether he knew it or not, it's just too many.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Shep in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Shep?
Hey, what's going on, brothers? I agree. But two things. Since we're talking about Michigan, I just want to say, Coach Moore, first of all, we all work that job. There's women around. You might get attracted. You might, you know what I'm saying, exchange numbers, have a relationship. When you are in that type of spotlight, yes, I agree. You have to conduct yourself a certain way. But
when you're a married man, don't you have to conduct yourself a certain way?
Yes. Because I don't want you guys to cut me off, because I want to talk
about No, we're not cutting you off. I'm just saying it goes beyond just being, you know, you're a married man.
Right. You are a made man, and it's women around. They can call it a scandal. It's always a scandal, and we know what goes on. We know if you see an attractive woman at the workplace and she digging you, you know what I'm saying? Like, but let me get to the
point. I think I know what you're saying. I don't like what you're saying.
I don't know if I agree with you. Okay. We can resist urges, Shep.
Yes, that's why when you get to that level, a lot of guys are married. You know, you go home. But when you're not, when you're the man at Michigan, you're the coach at Michigan. Like, that's the best job in the world.
It does, yeah. Why risk it? Like, no matter.
That supersedes the fact that he's a married man, father of three, a lot to lose.
First of all, we don't know the details. I want to go to the Pistons. This city should get behind. Like, in 2004, it took us a long time to get behind the Pistons because we didn't believe in them. But this year with Kay, if he could stop turning the ball over, and we get rid of Ivy and Beef Stool for Lloyd Marketing or another sharpshooter, we'll be all right. We will be all right. I just want the city to get behind the Pistons, man.
Like I think the 17-4 start. I think they are behind the
Pistons. Yeah, Shep, the second part of your message is I can totally endorse, and I hope that people are behind the Pistons. Thank you for the phone call. The stupid NBA Cup giving them a week off in the middle of the season blows because I want to see them play.
They need time. They need time to heal up and work together here. I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
I mind it from the fact that I want to see the Pistons play. We have to wait till tomorrow night. I don't mind it from the standpoint that they just got Ivy back. They're getting, you know, Tobias back. They're getting Marcus Sasser back. They're getting all these guys back. Having them practice together is not a bad thing. Now, the idea of trading Ivy and Isaiah Stewart for Lauri Markkanen, okay, it's interesting from a scoring standpoint to get an outside shooter, but do you hurt your identity if you lose Isaiah Stewart defensively, what he brings?
Don't know. I will say that I think Detroit is, maybe it's too slow for our guy Shep, but I think Detroit is getting on board with the Pistons. They play a very attractive brand of basketball.
Yes, they do.
They play hard on both ends. Carson Anderson, 97.1. Carson Anderson, 97.1. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Joe next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, this really hits home. I'm an alum, and this whole incident happened basically across the street from where I lived for 20 years. But I disagree with this whole idea that the AD needs to be fired. I mean, he's done an incredible job. Look at Michigan basketball right now. Look at Michigan hockey. We had the national championship 2 years ago. This is an isolated incident. This is Coach Moore.
But is it?
And
because how many things have we seen with the football program? How many?
Yeah, I
mean, come on, man. It's a lot. You can say, now I shouldn't. My opinion is they should let him go. Yours is they should not. But I mean, do you recognize how much has gone on in the football program under his watch?
Look at all the other sports. I mean, we're just...
Okay, great. He made a great hire for the hockey team. He made a great hire for the basketball team. But, you know, what happened with Xavier Simpson and his car?
So here's the thing, and that's kind of a minor story, relatively speaking. But you do understand that almost all ADs don't get a second chance to hire a football coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, maybe to be fair, his second basketball coach might be one of the best hires in the country in Dusty May. So he may, but I think his culpability needs to be looked at. And if there's any either A, cover up, or B, carelessness, not proper vetting, then there is accountability there. 248-539-9797. Jack in Royal Oak is next. Hello, Jack.
Hey, fellas. You know, I can't even believe what I'm hearing about how Ward Manuel should not be fired, or how they're, and how, like, in the next hire, there needs to be like a Michigan man involvement in this whole thing. Like, the athletic department at the University of Michigan has been shrouded in controversy for like 10 straight years. From the hockey program to football program, all sorts of stuff. The basketball program, Juwan Howard punching coaches in the face.
Jack, to be clear, there's not what you're claiming. There's not a whole lot. Hold on, Jack. There's not a whole lot of what you said that you can't believe you're hearing.
I cannot believe I'm hearing it.
There's not a lot of it.
How is Ward Manuel still employed?
Well, there's process.
There's a lack of institutional control.
There is process, Jack.
Guys, I am just saying, and
it very well may happen.
Power.
Like, Jack, I'm just saying, it very well may happen.
Yeah, it may happen.
You got to follow certain protocols.
Think. Yeah. I mean, if the Board of Regents is meeting today, I mean, something could happen today. It could be an announcement. But yeah, there's a lot under his watch, specifically with the football program. If you want to venture out past it, you can. You'll find other incidents as well, but with the football program, it's been bad.
There's going to be stuff that happens, right? The question is there a repeated pattern, and is he the reason why? And I think that takes a long look. But even if they decide he's not, you have to decide, is can Ward Manuel make the hire that needs to be made? Right? The person that, that if somebody's going to take this job, they have to believe in the athletic director too, right?
I mean, certainly the hockey coach and new basketball coach are excellent hires. There's no question about that.
I think he hired Kim Barnes-Rico, and she's killing it, but yes.
So, I mean, his recent hires have been good, but the fact that he's tied to this football program and the constant turnover with assistant coaches and the scandals that they've brought forth, whether it's,
well, you know, let's face it,
spying or not, or you know, the Mozzie Smith case and the gun and not letting anybody know about that for months later. And there's just a lot there.
It's kind of why I just keep saying I'm done with the Harbaugh. You don't need to be part of Harbaugh's lineage. Like and then if there are good people and good coaches that mean that they can't be part of the next coaching hire, then so be it. But I'm, I think we can say that the Harbaugh thing ran its course in Ann Arbor. Dan is next. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Scott, Doug, awfully weird news out of Ann Arbor, and I did not see it coming. I don't follow the rumors like maybe some other people do. But, you know, I think Ward's got to go, number one. And then do you bring in an interim person like a Red Berenson or a Carol Hutchins, somebody that has that retiree legacy there that kind of helps them?
I think Red's probably –
yeah, Red just turned 86.
Yeah, Red's pretty comfortable in his retirement. Hutch might make some sense. I don't know if she'd want to do it.
But somebody needs – well, they got to select somebody else, right? And then you just put somebody in that can – you know, when Chris Spielman came in and helped Sheila Ford, and then they got Dan Campbell, they got Brad Holmes. I don't know if I saw that coming, them being able to weather that. They hired the coach, they hired the GM for the Lions. And I guess they're sort of in the same situation. They've got to hire a coach for the football program, and I think that needs to be Jeff Monken from Army. And then they almost have to hire an athletic director.
I heard so, Jeff. I thought it was going to be Brom.
Oh, no. No. I think Jeff Monken has done an incredible job at Army. I think it might be the guy that can help really get the culture. And he's good defense. He's always maximized the value from his players at Army. And has, I think, restored that program.
Sage comes from a discipline background.
Yeah. Sad what everything has happened at Michigan. And, you know, and I think as fans, you should expect better from everyone there.
Yep.
And I think you guys have echoed that message. But I think Ward needs to go, and they need to find somebody, you know, to help them weather this storm. And, you know, and that's kind of how I fall on it. So.
Dan, thank you. 248-539-9797. William and Flint. Hello, William.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. One point about the coach, but first, Ward Manuel has to go, or else he has to wear a lapel pin around the office that says lack of institutional control on it. Jack mentioned that a minute ago, and that's his label. That's his label. But a name that I have not heard on any of the radio or TV shows this morning talking about, and remember, Bo Schembechler came from the Mid-American Conference, but Lance Taylor is very impressive. He just won the MAC, and he played for Saban. What do you think? Thanks a lot. I'll listen.
I'm sorry. Who did he say?
Lance Taylor.
All right. The guy from Western Michigan. Probably early. Was he in his first year there?
No. This is his third season at Western. Okay. He went 4-8, 6-7, and then this year 9-4.
So I think he's
19-19.
He's a rising young coach. I like that he has coaching experience. I would think that, again, he's probably on the, given some of the names that are being kicked around as possible candidates, I think he'd be down the list, but strong rising candidate, yeah.
Coach in the NFL, was an assistant coach, coached Notre Dame.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Interesting text here. David Northfield says, Doug, you're 100% correct. I'm a third generation alum and I'm embarrassed. We had a little family meeting last night and we are done donating to the university and supporting the university in virtually every way. I still value my Michigan degree. The university allowed us to live very comfortable lives, but enough is enough. I don't know how Ward Manuel has been able to keep his job. There has been a series of very poor hirings under his watch. It's almost like they don't have a personnel department down there. The other thing is we have to stop electing these clowns on the Board of Regents. People, this is 100% lack of leadership from elected officials on the board all the way to the coaches. Sorry for the long-winded text. That's from Dave. Dave, I won't claim to know where the lack of leadership is coming from. I think you have to be on the inside to really be able to give a, to really understand, personally, I think you have to be on the inside to really give an understanding where it's coming from, whether it's, you know, the regents or athletic director, or there's an interim president right now. They need to get everybody aligned and in order and understand what is acceptable and what is clearly not acceptable. Okay. And what is clearly a problem is the nonsense that is getting in the way of the athletic department and specifically the football program. Now, is that vetting at the very base level when you're bringing people in? Are you doing a good job vetting them? Was this investigation thorough enough? Was there any cover up? And, but honestly, right now, I mean, I don't know what the interim president's role is. Is the interim president going to hire the athletic director? If they make a change, is the interim president going to make the call to move on? If they decide to make a change, who's hiring the football coach? Like, they need to get everything aligned. I don't know what the dysfunction is, but this feels like a product of some dysfunction.
Well, this is where I say this is the confluence of events that it's a bad time for Michigan, because
it's a terrible time.
Interim people you think should be let go and people that have been let go.
Additionally, the coaching cycle, it's not completely closed. I mean, maybe Michigan can get some people to pick up the phone that wouldn't pick up the phone for some other jobs, but we don't know that to be the case. 248-539-9797. Send your text over. We got streaming on Odyssey and our website, plus streaming with video on Twitch and YouTube. It's Carson Anderson. We'll get some line stuff a little bit later on, but this is obviously dominating the day. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Karsh. Scott Anderson, Kang's Behind the Glass, Kenny on phones, 248-539-9797. Let's get to Tony next on 97.1. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
My comment is, to me, more important is to keep the team together. So if Michigan can't find the exact coach that they want, my idea is to let Pogge coach until next year, until the coach that you want becomes available, because Michigan has a lot of young talent, and I would hate to see them go while you waiting and you end up settling for a secondary coach. If you can't get your first couple of choices, I say let him go on and coach and keep the talent together that you have.
Well, I think that's part of the equation. And Tony, look, you just did, if Tony's in charge, how you would approach it. If I'm in charge or I'm asked my opinion, I think it is important to move swiftly. And if it becomes clear in the early going that none of the people that you think would fit the standard of the quality that you want moving forward, somebody can run a program without any warts, without any scandal or any of that, and win at a high level, compete for Big Tens and compete for playoff spots every single year and national championships, if that guy won't take your phone call, and there's more than one of them this offseason because of the timing or their commitment to their current team or whatever, then what you just mentioned might be in play.
Yeah, because, look, you got a coaching staff already in place. The players are familiar with him. Pogge has coach head coaching experience. They're going to play Texas. The players like the coaches. If you can't get your coach that you're targeting, instead of going for your anesthesia, the Ferris State coaches and stuff like that, man, just wait. Calm down. Wait.
Don't make a bad hire just to make a quick hire. Right. I would agree with that, Tony. And
I think it makes sense.
I think Biff Pogge at this point in his career, if he wanted to be the interim coach, I think he would probably be an interim coach, understanding I'm just doing this for the year until they get their guy.
Yeah.
And that will, to me, make sense if they can't get people to answer their calls. If they've got the list of six guys that they really want and all six of them, for whatever reason, aren't interested, I could see it.
Yeah, I could see it too. The big risk there is that you lose a bunch of recruits and a bunch of players Biff Pogge doesn't have like this great track record. What was it, Charlotte before?
Yeah. He's got a great reputation and he's beloved by the current team. But whether or not he's qualified to be the head coach of Michigan, you can make an argument, but it just as an interim, if it's going to help keep the roster together, we'll see. I mean, I suspect they'll get somebody. Gator, I'm going to float a name out there of somebody who might be looking for a change of scenery.
Okay.
Somebody who has had a great deal of success, but of late has kind of struggled in their job. Young name who I feel as though the clock might be ticking. It's starting to get a little uncomfortable where he is. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not so sure that it wouldn't make sense to call Lincoln Riley at USC.
Well, if they didn't just pull the number one recruiting class in the country, I might agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he likes it out in Southern California. And he's got, like I said, the number one recruiting class in the country coming in.
I was surprised at how much grumbling there was about him when I was out there.
Well, there's been grumbling about him ever since he left Oklahoma. So because his teams are good, but they're not great. And you kind of expect it with resources that USC has that they'd be great. And he's developed, some pretty good players, but yet there's no trophies. There's no hardware as a result of it. But
I want a Pac-12. Remember the Pac-12?
So I guess that's my thought is, would I pick up the phone? Ask? Sure, I would. But I think chances are very slim because of what he's got going there. Now, would he think that he could take those guys and bring them to Michigan with him? Maybe. He would certainly be able to hang on to the recruits that Michigan has, I would think.
Just thought. The other one was Jeff Brohm. The one guy called up and said Jeff Monken. I thought he was going to say Brohm. Highly respected coach.
From Louisville,
yep.
Who played at Louisville.
Yep.
Coached in the Big Ten at Purdue.
Yep.
Did not do particularly well. despite you loving Purdue every year.
Well, he did make it to the Big Ten title game at Purdue.
He did.
Yeah.
And Duke actually won an ACC championship this year in football, too. But
Purdue before and after Jeff Brohm.
Yeah. Look, do I think that you could land Jeff Brohm? I would think that Michigan could. It's Michigan. It's way different than Louisville. But does he feel really comfortable at Louisville? That's where he played. That's where it's where he's from. Does he want to leave? I don't know. Yeah. They haven't given him an extension yet, but that might be in the offing soon.
248-539-9797.
What about PJ Fleck?
Not a huge fan of him at Michigan, but I think he's done a great job at Minnesota. Minnesota has been irrelevant for so long. I think he's good in that situation. I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what he would be like if he had
the resources.
Better recruits, yeah.
Bob in Pontiac. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how's it going? I just would like to say I think Shep's wrong. I think your wife and kids come over your job. I don't care if it's Michigan. I don't care where it's at.
That was kind of a weird. It was a weird call.
Yeah, I mean, you really got your perspective right. But anyway, my neighbor went to Central and played there. Friends with LaFleur and Sala. And, I mean, I was really hoping Sala would have got the job with the Lions, but I'm very happy with Dan Campbell, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, what about Sala? I mean, it's a Michigan guy. I don't think, you know, I don't know him like my neighbor or anything like that stuff, but it seems like a scandal-free background. Guy just loves football. I mean, he said he's a motivator of men. I mean, I don't know.
Great defensive mind. You know, didn't work with the Jets, but nothing works with the Jets.
He's a Michigan State guy.
I mean, yeah.
No. And maybe you need someone for quarterback coach, you know, to develop Underwood better. But, I mean, I don't know.
I don't think Robert Saleh would be a terrible candidate.
I think Robert Saleh might get another chance in the NFL.
He might.
Yeah, probably.
He might. Thank you for the phone call. Jack in Livonia, you're next on 97.1. Hi, Jack.
Speaking of Bryce Underwood, he unfollowed Michigan, so he's probably gone.
What's that?
Bryce Underwood unfollowed Michigan in his social media accounts.
I've been told that was debunked. That was going around that he did, but I guess he didn't.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think another good hire would be Anthony Campanelli. He was a linebackers coach here in 2019, and he's doing a great job with the Jaguars. That might be an underrated candidate. Seems like a no-nonsense type of coach.
Don't know anything about him. What do you know about him?
I think that... Well, just linebackers coach Michigan did a great job with the run game. He was a run game coordinator for the Packers last year, and great recruiter when he was here at Michigan in 2019.
Yeah,
so might be a dark horse candidate.
I don't even really remember him, to be honest, at his time at Michigan, which is embarrassing but true. He was there for a year. Yeah, I don't know much about him. I'm not gonna blow smoke up your channel, make anything up. I do think that they'll probably go for somebody who's been a head coach. I wouldn't limit it exclusively to that, but it seems like given all the challenges of being a head coach of a program, right? Which includes keeping your nose clean with the NCAA would be preferred, keeping scandal-free, solid vetting and interview process, bringing in people that know the landscape of the college game. My guess is a resume like his comes up a little bit short, but that's why I think it's important to get somebody who's been a head coach and understands all the challenges.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Is the last guy that got the job at Michigan who wasn't a head coach before Lloyd Carr? Was he a head coach before?
Well, Sherrill Moore.
I got Sherrill, right? But yep. He was, I guess, promoted from within.
So yes, Lloyd was promoted from within to be the head coach, from defense coordinator. Was he the head coach at Northern? I don't think he was. Maybe he was. It's been a minute.
But interesting. I mean, I would not expect Michigan to go with somebody without head coaching experience unless it was coming from this, like the situation they had. I mean, they were a national champion, and he actually had his chance to coach several games because of the suspensions to Harbaugh.
Yep.
And did just fine.
He was Lloyd was never a head coach prior to his time at Michigan, except for Westland John Glenn.
There you go.
248-539-9797. Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, has anyone mentioned Jed Fish from Washington?
Yes.
Former Okay. So that's a pretty good pick on my part. He knows the role. He's been in the system.
I'm not crazy about guys who are off the Harbaugh tree, but he was early Harbaugh and was kind of in and out. If I were to consider one, that would be the one. I like what he's done at Washington, but it would take a little bit more deep dive. But his name does come up, yeah.
Cool. Yep. Have a good one, guys.
Yep, he's pretty good offensive mind. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Ryan in Royal Oak. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Carson Anderson. Good calling in. I like listening to you guys.
Appreciate it.
Man, I've got, and hey, Doug, I love the Lincoln Riley call. I think that would be amazing. And, man, I want to throw a name out there, and I hope you guys don't cringe, but hear me out long term, considering the situation. Why not Ryan Kelly? Why not at least consider it? I know he bombed at LSU, but, man, at Dame and in the Midwest, why not at least consider him as an option? I'm just throwing that out there.
I'll give you one reason why maybe you don't. And it's because if the thought is that he was mailing it in at LSU, we discussed this a little bit earlier. If he was mailing it in at LSU, then that tells me the coach is done. You know?
Gotcha.
So, but his resume is spectacular. I mean, from the time at Grand Valley and then doing what he did at Central and Cincinnati, Notre Dame.
I want to be careful here. The first thing I need to do is find out if it's true. Like, word on the street was that Brian Kelly kind of wasn't coaching with the same fire, didn't have the same drive that he did earlier in his career. You need to find out if that's true. I want to make something else clear, too.
Okay.
All of these names that come up, Jed Fish, Kalen DeBoer, Jeff Brohm, Lincoln Riley, there's no guarantee that these guys would come to Michigan. There's no guarantee. But I think you can call and you can ask and you can investigate. Now, is Michigan, at one point, I felt pretty comfortable in saying that Michigan is the kind of job that people would say, okay, I'll listen. And that's why I was so upset at the beginning of the show and continue to be frustrated. The damage that has been done to the brand in the last few years is something that may have consequences. You cannot keep having stuff happen away from the field. And this might be, an individual's issue that spiraled out of control. That's no greater reflection on the football program, but it's a terrible time for it to happen coming off what happened with Jim Harbaugh. And that was completely unnecessary. Like, that's unnecessary self-inflicted wound stuff. They didn't need any part of that. And, I don't want to relitigate all that, whether it was carelessness or willfully, blissfully unaware, whatever it is, these are self-inflicted wounds. And eventually they're going to have a price to be paid in terms of the court of public opinion and your name on the open market. Big names are going to get suggested, and that's fine. I hope people still pick up the phone. Will Michigan get people to consider leaving their current jobs at other school? They wouldn't leave for other schools. I think it's fair to question whether or not that's the case, and we will find out, I suspect.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Doug Karsh. I mean, you know, the last 24 hours have been crazy. Started yesterday when new evidence came in to suggest that indeed the rumors were true. Now, the rumors have been out there, online stuff, and we do our best here to vet them and deal with what we know. And I made appropriate phone calls and found out that there was an investigation and there was vigorous denials. But that person also told me now if new information comes available, because we're always looking at everything, and then new information did become available, Shromor out. And then what happened after that is just, I mean, it's an incredible series of poor decisions and unfortunate. I mean, Sharon made the situation, according to reports, allegedly so much worse. And now there is a report that he will be arraigned tomorrow. It's hard to believe how this is spiraled. And, you know, I can't, honestly, I'm shocked at this whole thing. It has gone down the way it's gone down.
Have they said what he's been charged with?
It was on a Twitter. I'll have to find it. I'll find it coming up. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Chris in Macomb. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you for calling.
I wanted to just throw a couple names in the hat. I don't know if we'll be able to get them, but Pat Narduzzi out of Pitt. I know he signed that extension in 2023, but I know he's a Michigan State guy, but he's proven he's a great coach. I loved him when he was with State, even though more of a Michigan guy. I thought maybe we could poach him from Pitt. Or if we're looking for maybe NFL guys, maybe Mike McCarthy. I know he's the front runner for the Titans job, but he's well respected. I don't know if he has any ties to Michigan. I don't think he does, but you know, he might be someone who could, you know, bring some energy back to the team.
Look, there's no point in not going through and finding out what established good coaches out there might have interest. And could you poach somebody who just signed a contract extension? You could. I find it hard to believe that Narduzzi would take the job, but he seemed to be well entrenched in his hate of Michigan.
This is true.
Yeah, so I don't know that would be that'd be something that's in play. But Dan Wetzel tweeted, Sharon Moore is expected to appear in court for arraignment on Friday per the Pittsburgh Township Police Department. So that's...
But no announcement of charges, I guess, that'll happen after it gets arraigned.
I guess. 248-539-9797. We go to Jim and Warren. Hello, Jim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First thing I want to say, just I just listened.
I feel terrible about the Chiron family. I mean, there's so many innocent people involved, and I just feel bad for them. It's just one of those things, I guess. Anyway, my suggestion to you, want to see what you think. Why not establish a search firm and have Nick Saban head it up? What do you think of that? Nick, it's been done before.
Here's what's interesting about Nick. Nick had struck up a bit of a relationship with Chiron, and I know that Chiron had talked to Nick. But, I mean, look, Nick consulted with Lane Kiffin on his decision to leave Ole Miss, and Nick seems as though when he was asked about that on the game day set, that Nick feels like he's like this godfather of college football.
He is.
And that he, you know, can take he will listen and talk to people. So I don't know. I mean, I have no problem with Nick. If Nick Saban is willing and they want to bend his ear on this, sure.
No, I didn't know Nick Saban had anything to do with Chiron being hired.
I don't know if he had anything to do with being hired. Chiron had struck up a bit of a relationship with him and talked to him and sought his advice on some things throughout the years.
But
apparently not this.
Years ago, when Michigan State was looking for a football coach, they had Izzo on the panel, and they had Saban on the panel, and they did a search. I mean, it's been done before. I don't know if it's a good idea.
I know that Tom Izzo has been involved with coaching hires at Michigan State, and I think he was involved with the most recent one to bring Pat Fitzgerald to Michigan State.
The only time I think Saban would have been a part of anything at Michigan State was when he was already the head coach.
Yeah. Now, Nick Saban and Tom Izzo are friends. And would it surprise me at all if Tom Izzo had picked up the phone and talked to Nick and picked his brain about potential coaching hires? No, it wouldn't surprise me at all. But I don't think Nick Saban was officially in any kind of capacity the part of the search firm.
248-539-9797. Dan is next. Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
What's up?
I was just thinking, Les Miles hasn't been talked about. He's a bull man. He'll get him a lot cheaper than they would have gotten years ago.
He's been out of coaching for 5 years, and he's 72 years old.
And there's baggage.
Maybe it was only a little younger.
Yeah, it seems rather unlikely.
I think that ship sailed.
Probably. Steve is next on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. What's interesting to me is not the short list of coaches. We all know who they are. But what the schools are doing with those guys that are on the short list. Are we going to see a sudden big scramble of signing extensions and all that other stuff just to thwart the opportunity of their coaches being drawn away?
Good. You could. I mean, programs play defense all the time.
There were a lot of coaches that made some money.
Yep.
In the last couple weeks.
This offseason, between buyouts and extensions.
A lot of extensions.
A lot of money has been poured into the coaching profession.
Yeah. And especially this one came out of the blue, so there was no noise that it was coming. So
no.
I think that changed the game on a lot of this stuff, especially after the first wave of firings and hiring.
No, these rumors kind of picked up a couple weeks ago. I can't remember if it was before the Ohio State game when I started hearing about this.
I don't know when you started hearing about it. It's been out there for a while.
Well, but I'm saying when it re-picked up, it's been out there for months and months, but I think when it re-picked up, I thought it was when the last couple of weeks. I don't know, remember if it was before Ohio State or after Ohio State. But
well, I'm also assuming Michigan probably had made some back-channel things. They just didn't come to the decision last night that they were firing him. My guess is they knew, and maybe some back channel stuff already started.
It doesn't sound like that's the case.
It sounds like it became obvious yesterday.
It sounds like something happened yesterday that changed the entire tenor of this, and that was okay. There is evidence now, and something needs to be done. So we will get to some Lion stuff next hour. As we did 3 hours of this, 248-539-9797. We got some open lines as well. If you want to get in, it is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.